Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you His peace. Welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's Daily Message of Hope. This is Father Stosh Daly, pastor at Holy Family Church in downtown Columbus. And today, as we open our minds and our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, asking the Lord to fill our lives with hope, that theological virtue of hope, we also ask Him to fill us with faith and charity, the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity. In this daily message of hope, I would like to spend some time with each one of you today, looking into a very powerful practice that takes place within our lives and within our home. It involves us opening ourselves up to the Lord Jesus Christ, but in a particular way, opening ourselves up to His most sacred heart. It's called the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. Now, this practice of giving our attention, giving our love to the heart of Jesus is nothing new. It goes all the way back to when the Archangel Gabriel appeared to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the Archangel Gabriel echoed the words of God the Father to the Blessed Virgin Mary, letting her know that the second person of the Trinity, the Word, He who is Jesus, would be conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit within her womb. And as God takes flesh within the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a heart is formed. A heart begins to beat. And that heart is sacred because it's the heart of God. The devotion to the heart of Jesus, therefore, begins with what we call the incarnation, God taking flesh. And it begins in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's beautiful, it's powerful, it's important for each one of us to appreciate and understand how the devotion to the heart of Jesus begins only a short distance away from the heart of a mother, the heart of the mother who is Mary, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Literally what? A couple of inches? Centimeters. The heart of Jesus is formed under the heart of Mary. And as the heart of the divine infant grows, and then as the divine infant is born, and now the heart is held and adored, and we see the eyes and we see the face of the divine child, and His heart is beating within, as the presence, as the person of Jesus the Christ grows, so too does His heart. His heart beats with love. His heart beats with love for all of humanity, for each and every single one of us. As we consider the growth and the development of the heart of Jesus, not only the real, true, physical heart of Jesus, but also understanding the significance of the definition of heart in sacred scripture, referring to the whole person. When we say the sacred heart, we're then referring to the sacred person of Jesus. You know, the face, the body, the name, you know, the hands that would heal, the eyes that would see, the feet that would take Him to places where He would go. When we refer to the sacred heart of Jesus, we're referring to the sacred person of the Lord Jesus, who is the Christ, God in the flesh. We also can think back upon how many times we've heard of the Last Supper, maybe even reading about the Last Supper in the Gospels, taken from the New Testament of the Holy Bible. Think of that moment at the Last Supper when St. John, the youngest of the 12 apostles, he is the youngest of the 12. He's a teenager. He's a young man. He's a boy. He starts to understand as a result of what St. Peter has told him that Jesus is being betrayed. Jesus will be turned over. Peter tells John to go and find out what he can. It's no coincidence that the prince of the apostles, Peter, turns to the teenager to find out what's going on. Teenagers have that gift. They know where to go to find out what's going on. They know what to look at. They know what to listen to. They know where to go. But what happens at the Last Supper when John starts to realize the betrayal is already unfolding? John goes to Jesus. He sits next to the Lord and he hugs Him. He embraces the Lord. He places his head against the chest of Jesus. Jesus, who by blood is a cousin, but in truth is God. I mean, John embraces the Lord Jesus. He hugs Him. And He doesn't let go. You know, art, for 2,000 years, Christian art has depicted John as placing his head upon the breast of the Lord Jesus. At the end of John's Gospel, we read the same. John embraces the Lord, and he places his head against the chest, the breast of Jesus, and he hears the divine heart beating. Only moments later would the Last Supper come to an end. The Lord Jesus would enter into the agony of the garden. The divine heart of Jesus would experience incredible agony and stress in the passion and eventually the crucifixion and death on the cross. But the heart would return beating again in the resurrection. The heart would then go on to compel the apostles to bring the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ to every end of the world. And then down throughout the ages, each one of us, whenever we turn to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer, whenever we receive the Lord Jesus Christ in Holy Communion, whenever we visit the Lord Jesus Christ in adoration of the Holy Eucharist, whenever we collapse in tears or in exhaustion because of the stress of life or the sorrow of this valley of tears, or whenever we are praising and glorifying God because of the richness and the joys of this life, with our eyes focused on Jesus, we're living a devotion to the heart, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But now is the time for us to make sure that the heart of Jesus is exposed and honored in our homes. Now is the time to make sure that we have truly the heart of Jesus dwelling among us. All too often is the case in Christian homes, in Christian families, in that place among those people that the domestic church is supposed to be most vibrant, do we find a place without the heart? Do we find a place where the Lord is far or distant or maybe even unknown, where the people who are there are ignorant of the love and mercy of the heart of Jesus? Now is the time for us to return to the heart, to return to the heart of Jesus and to make sure that we bring his heart into our homes. Many of us perhaps have a memory or an experience of growing up and visiting maybe our grandparents or an aunt and uncle or maybe older relatives or older neighbors who shared our Holy Catholic faith. And we would see in those homes, in those places, an image of Jesus with his heart exposed, with his heart noticeably visible before him. We are able to see his heart, and his heart is on his person. But in our own homes, perhaps, we don't have that image. And being distant from that image, sometimes it's very easy to forget the presence of the Lord. Now is the time for us to restore the practice of making sure that the heart of Jesus is at the center of our lives, at the center of our families, at the center of our communities. Now is the time to make sure that the heart of Jesus is at the center of our homes. Each one of us, striving for sanctity, aiming for holiness, desiring the Lord Jesus, we really, truth be told, we're working to build a home in the heart of the Lord. What better way to build a home in the heart of Jesus than by bringing his heart into our homes? The practice of bringing the Sacred Heart of Jesus into our homes can be as simple and easy as finding an image of the heart of Jesus that really speaks to us, an image of the heart with which we may identify, an image of the heart that really resonates in the eyes of our minds and seeps down into the eyes of our souls. But bringing a mere image or a picture or a statue into our home is not enough. We have to make sure that we commit ourselves to the person of Jesus, to the heart, to the Sacred and Divine Heart of Jesus, making sure that he is the center of our homes, not merely in artistic form or rendering, not merely in a visual resemblance, but in the spiritual, physical reality of making sure that the Lord Jesus is the King, the brother, and the friend of that place, of those who dwell in that place that we call home. We have for far too long sought peace and consolation in things, places, and people of this world, and all of them have failed us. It is only the Lord Jesus Christ who can truly bring peace and harmony through mercy and love to humanity. It is only through the heart of Jesus that we will find every element we are looking for so as to build a true civilization of love. Make no mistake, utopia will never be built nor found this side of death. We can't create heaven. It's not up to us to create such a reality. It's up to us to live the reality by living in God, by living in the heart of Jesus. If in our homes and among our families there's a lack of peace, there's violence, there's turmoil, or there's a disruption, that's a sign that the Lord Jesus Christ is needed. And by us turning to the Lord, we make a statement that he is wanted. By gathering before the heart of Jesus when a child is born or when a loved one has died, we acknowledge that the Lord Jesus is our King. He is our brother and he is our friend. He is our goal. He is our hope. We must aim for the Lord. We must strive for sanctity. We bring the heart of Jesus into our homes, into our lives. We enthrone him as King. We designate a day where we can gather either as an individual with the Lord or as friends or family members before the Lord. And together we acknowledge that Jesus is the King of that household, the domestic church. He is the focus of our minds. He is the center of our hearts. Today, now, is the time to bring the heart of Jesus back into our lives, into our homes, by acknowledging the great truth and the reality of who he is and how he illuminates who we are and brings us to life. Now is the time for us to bring the Sacred Heart of Jesus back into our homes, into our lives, and into the world. And through the heart of Jesus, we will find the peace and the hope that we so desperately need.